is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, honk honk, we are passengers on the Plus Bus. It is a TNF affair. We got the Niners. We got the lowly miniaturized New York Giants, whether in that game or maybe on the diamond. We are winding down the season, and I'm still crying. I'm so distraught that my Chicago Cubs blew it last night. Justin Steele swallowed an entire brick, if they are in that form of kryptonite. The guy who's in the Cy Young conversation look terribly human against the woeful and dreadful, near bottom feeders that are the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to save a selection in that game here in a moment. Lundy, hopefully you're not dabbling on the north side, but maybe you got some action on the West Coast in TNF. So please, sir, serve me up some plus money.
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize in advance because I have a sneeze that's been hiding out in my sinuses for about the last 15 minutes and it hasn't come out. So at some point right here in the middle of this pod, I am going to sneeze all over the microphone. Oh, so I just want
awesome.
To get that. I just want to get that out of my system. Just let everybody know. And then hopefully, like I said, it does actually come out of my system. Brad, for a plus bus, let's go to a very familiar name in Major League Baseball. All rise, please, for Mr. Aaron Judge of your New York Yankees. His total base prop tonight is actually at plus odds, Brad.
Interesting.
Which I find somewhat interesting because he's taking on Jose Berrios. He has a lifetime average of .471 and an .875 slugging percentage against him. A couple of doubles are in there, and three home runs, which means of the 10 hits he has against Berrios in his career, half of them are for extra bases. And right now at DK, you can pop him at plus +115 for his total base props. So I say all rise. And I don't know what he's got underneath that robe, as long as it's cash.
Maybe a giant gavel that he is going to potentially slam in that game. I can like that one quite a bit at plus money. You know what, Lundy? I am a masochist at heart. So let's go back to that well. I don't care how poisoned it is at Wrigley Field, because the Cubs are in a must-win situation every single game going down the stretch. Remember, they got Colorado coming up on a homestand. They wrap it up at Wrigley with that matchup. And then after that, on the road against the Atlanta Braves, Godspeed. And then you finish with the Milwaukee Brewers. So a ton at stake right now for Chicago to take care of the meat competition. And again, I think cleansing the soul of what happened last night, Kyle Hendricks gets it done tonight. He records the dub against those Buccos, who again are dwelling right now down in Davy Jones's locker. And you see the juice there, and I'll get seduced by that juice at plus +225 for him to record the W. Available at DraftKings. Hendricks has faced the Buccos two times this year. He is 1-1 record-wise with a very respectable 2.25 ERA, and he's going to take on Johan Oviedo. And Oviedo has a 5.23 ERA and is 0-2 in his pair of starts against the Chicago Cubs this year. So it's time to get off the schneid, time to get right, and time to fly that W above Wrigley Field, because it's do or die time for the Chicago Cubs. I say Kyle Hendricks, the professor, teaches class in this one, goes six strong, scores the W, and if he does that and gets the run support that he needs, plus +225. They're available at DraftKings with those bets on the board. Let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco on the countdown today. Then we got a matchup between the San Francisco Giants, heavily favored, not Giants, Niners. I'm already talking baseball. It's already blending over. The New York Giants are playing in this game. It's not the San Francisco Giants and Jock Peterson and company. It's the Niners. And playing for the Niners is none other than Denver's finest in the CMC football factory, Christian McCaffrey. And I'm going to take the over. Just like every great grandmother out there was also on this. 77.5 rush yards minus 120 available there at BetMGM. I know what you're thinking. Okay, so you got a heavily favored San Francisco team, 10.5, depending upon what book you're shopping at, on a short week. And McCaffrey is going to get a ton of work? I don't think so. That is a prevailing feeling out there right now in the gambling community. It's understandable and justifiable, but still, I think he's going to get 15 carries or more in this game. Even if it's on the low end of that, say, 15 to 20 range, he could explode. He could chew up some sizable real estate and get some of those big gainers to hit the over on 77.5 rush yards. He's got over 100. His first two games of the season, he's got a 5+ yards after contact per attempt. He's got a 30+, which is just gaudy, missed tackle rate, running behind an above average offensive line. You feel that the San Francisco 49ers are going to shut down New York in some way, shape, or form in this game defensively, which will yield even more opportunities in a positive game script against a pushover front line that the Giants possess, giving up well north of 4 yards per carry to the running back position. So, yeah, I know everybody is on this wager. It is the most bet on, according to BetMGM, and they put that out in the X or Twitter's verse yesterday, but I'm going with the 99%. I am Joe Public on this one. Give me the over on Christian McCaffrey, 77.5 rush yards, minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, am I adult?
No, you're not adult. You're just following along with the public. Can I give everybody a public service announcement, Brad?
Sure, please.
Let's give everybody a public service announcement here for just a moment. You know, at the end of this podcast, and the reason I want to do this right now is because sometimes people tune us out towards the end, right? It's kind of like senioritis when you were in high school. It basically hits you in every episode of this podcast. And I know that sometimes some of you leave. You stop listening before the end, and you miss out on the part where Brad reminds you to follow us on Twitter. And yeah, the reason I say
or the
X, or the X, whatever you want to call it. And the reason I say that, Brad, is because if you follow me on Twitter yesterday afternoon, you would have seen a tweet go out that I was trying to help everybody with, because Caesars threw up a flash boost that was there and gone. They took CMC for 50 or more rush yards and put it at even money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They took it from minus 150 to plus 100 as a flash boost. It had a max bet, I think, of $50. And I know there's no such thing as automatic in betting. Brad and I try to tell you that all the time, folks. There is no pure automatic that exists. Yep. But that's about as close as it was going to get. So I love this on the over. And thank you, Caesars, and probably the Manning family. I don't know. Cooper probably had something to do with it. And we got ourselves a nice little plus money. So it's my little public service announcement, because some of you may not be following us. Please do, because when there's those boosts, there's little bonus bets, there's stuff like that. Brad and I try to share them with you just in case, because we're degens and we want you to come along for the ride. So I'm following on this one, and I hope everybody was following me yesterday and got that flash boost that Caesars put up.
Whether you received a flashing or witnessed one from Nathaniel Lundy on that Caesars boost, or you like the standard line, take the over on Christian McCaffrey rush yards.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro of the countdown today. Please put it in a nice plastic bowl. Serve me up some Kittles and bits, and I'm going to devour it like my Norfolk Terrier. He's a corpulent chap, usually does, and that is on a George Kittle anytime touchdown prop at plus 180. Please and thank you. I recorded this one at DraftKings Sportsbook, and why'd I lock and load it? Well, it's simple. I know George Kittle, so far the young year, through two games, just 9 targets, 6 receptions, only 49 yards, and is yet to score a touchdown, but that shall change. Yes, I understand he's only got 1 red zone target. Yes, I understand he's only got a 17.3 target percentage so far through the first couple of games, but remember last year had 11 total touchdowns. So he was a fixture in Brock Purdy's eyes inside the red zone. And the G-men, yeah, they haven't allowed a tight end touchdown yet this year, but against Dallas and Arizona, they also surrendered 10 total receptions for 99 yards. I believe San Francisco is going to live in the red zone in this game. Kittle's going to get more than 1 red zone target in this game. And if he does, I think him and Brock Purdy are going to connect, and you're going to get an end zone spike from the former Iowa Hawkeye, who I believe is going to fly high for fantasy and also for betting purposes. So give me an anytime TD on George Kittle plus 180 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Serve up the bits, baby.
Oh, tasty.
I do like this one a lot, and I didn't even look at the number before we jumped in on this. But now that we're kind of talking about it, I'm getting sucked in, Brad. I'm getting pulled into the potential. I wonder what he is for scoring the first touchdown. I wonder if we don't double down and we say, all right, give me an anytime touchdown on this guy. That's fine. You want to go anytime? I'll do anytime. DraftKings first TD plus 900. I might just say screw it and throw like $10 on that. I don't know. He might be the first touchdown scorer, baby. Why not?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. You go to FanDuel too. You go to FanDuel as well, Lundy. If he scores a first half touchdown, so it gives you a full 2 quarters of play, it's plus 380.
Oh, nice. I like that. So I do this sometimes with my anytime touchdown guys. If there's a team that I like or a team that I think has the opportunity to strike first, which I definitely think is the Niners tonight in this game, I'll do full unit bet on an anytime touchdown. But then I'll sprinkle something in for the first one. And I like your call on the first half to be able to get a little bit extra out of that. I think they're going to look for Kittle. I think they're going to try to get him involved. And I think, you know, most importantly, we're talking about the G-men here, and I think they're susceptible to it. And I think the Niners know that.
Yeah, no question about it. Score some Skittles anytime TD with George Kittle.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade of 5 podcast. So let's get creative because we are going deep into some of the offerings that are out there. This one is available at DraftKings. Got to do some digging under the DST props. But this one did surface when I saw it. I think it's either there or the game props option. It doesn't matter. But it's worth combing through all the various options at your disposal. Give me San Francisco to record the first sack in the game. And if you do end up finding it, it is a little bit higher juice, but I'm willing to squeeze every last drop at minus 140. They're available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Have you seen what the New York Giants have done defensively? Have you seen what they have done in terms of sacks? Oh, that's right. They've opened up a Krispy Kreme donut shop because they have yet to record a stinking sack. 0.00%. That's dead last. Last I checked, and the NFL can't go negative on not recording a sack, according to the analysis that I dug deep on there. San Francisco really hasn't got the quarterback a lot this year. They're just number 23 and sack percentage through the first couple of weeks of the 5.61% mark there. But Daniel Jones has already absorbed 10 quarterback takedowns. The offensive line is broken. It is not going to be repaired. San Francisco is going to bring the heat. I think it would be an absolute fluke if Brock Purdy got taken down ahead of Daniel Jones in this game. So put it all together. I know it's a bit of a dice roll, especially with the coin toss and who gets the first possession of the game. Maybe it's going to work out in our favor. The Giants do win that toss and ultimately vote for, hey, we want the ball first. And Daniel Jones drops back and he gets snowplowed, gets snowed under in the defensive backfield there, or offensive backfield. And I think that will be the case. So San Francisco, if you want to stack some gold bricks, take them to record the first sack, as I am, minus 140 at DraftKings. Will Lundy do the same, fade or follow?
So I don't mind this. By the way, if you're looking for it on DK, folks, it's under game props. That's where you find it. And by the way, just keep scrolling, just keep scrolling, just keep scrolling. It takes a while to find it, okay? Because under game props, they also have, like, correct score, which means they've got every damn combination known to man. You just got to keep going, folks. You'll find it under game props, and you will find it there. I don't mind this one, Brad, but I was going to give this out in bonus time, so let me throw it out here at the exact same odds at minus 140. And that is for Nick Bosa to have at least a half a sack.
Oh, I like that.
Bosa is minus 140 at DK for at least a half a sack. So it'll show up there as 0.25, which means if he double teams Daniel Jones, you pay extra for that, Cotton. You'll get it. Or if you look around at some of the other books, they actually have him at 0.75. which means he's either got to get two halves or he's got to get one on his own. I like Bosa to get to Jones at some point in this contest. So I'll play it at DK where all I need him to do is a half a sack in case he shares it with somebody. And it's at the exact same odds as what you've got posted right here. Maybe you want to bet them both. Maybe you go with San Fran for the first sack and for Bosa to have at least a half a sack at some point in the game. So that was one of my bonus times. I'll go ahead and give it out here.
Solo sack, tandem sack, orgy sack. It doesn't matter. I'm sacking up because San Francisco is going to take down Daniel Jones first.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. And a little bit of a twist here. We're going to go with a kicker prop on what I cannot believe is available at plus 105 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And that is Jake Moody, who is booting balls for the San Francisco 49ers, the former Michigan standout. Give me the over 7.5 total points in this contest tonight. Again, plus 105 available at DraftKings. Already a king of consistency through the first couple of weeks. He's gone 12 points in total and 12 points in total to begin his NFL career. That's why he was drafted in the third round. Yeah, a kicker. In April's NFL draft, and it's understandable so because he's got a massive leg and an accurate one to boot. 6 for 6 in field goal attempts this year. 6 for 6 on PATs as well. I think San Francisco's got a great shot at scoring 30 points, which they have done in back-to-back games again this season. And if that comes to fruition and this team does, in fact, establish camp inside the red zone, which I think is really a foregone conclusion, Moody is going to go nuts in the box score. So give me the over on the so far 100% accurate kicker for San Francisco. And that over 7.5 total points plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm going to fade you on this one.
Really?
And it's actually because as good as he is, it's because when you go back and look at San Fran and you look at the Steelers and you look at the Rams, they held them in the red zone. Yeah. And so as much as I want to look at what San Francisco has done, I don't think the Giants are going to stall them. And so I think the problem you've got with your 7.5 is, in my opinion, for him to be able to get to 7.5, there's got to be two red zone stops by the Giants that force him to kick. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think San Francisco is going to find the end zone. And let me correlate something here for you, just to give you an example. Moody to go over 2.5 extra points is minus 140. Yeah. The odds makers believe that he's going to be kicking extra points and not field goals. And that's why I've got to fade you on this one. I don't think he's going to get over it because, like I said, to do it, He's going to need two field goals, and I think San Francisco is going to be splashing six more often than that.
Oh, split the uprights, Moody. I'm in the Moody, baby, for a whole bunch of field goals made. You're putting two through the uprights along with a whole handful of PATs. We're scoring the over on total.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast and the countdown today. Another juicy prop that is available in TNF, and that is on Daniel Jones. And I am taking the over on 7.5 rush attempts. This opened at minus 110, and now it's plus money at BetMGM at plus 110. And I'm scratching my head as to why, because I've got three names. I'm going to throw it out at you. Matt Breida, Gary Brightwell, and Eric Gray, who was a rookie at Oklahoma, who I kind of like as a pass catcher. That is going to be your backfield in this game with no Saquon Barkley for the New York Giants. Who's going to lead the team in rushing? It's going to be Daniel Jones, who, by the way, in the first two games of the season, remember, they got clobbered against Dallas, lost the game 40-0, but he ran it 13 times for 43 yards. Last week at that catch-up contest and that storied historical comeback they had in the desert against Arizona, 9 carries for 59 yards. And all I need is 8 rush attempts in a game that I feel is going to be lopsided in terms of favoring San Francisco. So, in garbage time, because it all counts the same, he is going to be scampering about, earning some precious fantasy production for those managers that are out there, and also hitting the over on this rush attempts prop. I know San Francisco really hasn't got off the quarterback a whole lot, but whether on opportunistic runs, because this offensive line is absolutely putrid for the G-men, or on designed runs, he's going to call his own number at least 8 times. Ultra confident on this, which means he's only going to probably run 1 time in this game. But give me Daniel Jones over 7.5 rush attempts plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, don't you dare fade me. Fade or follow.
Oh, well, see, now I was going to follow, but now you're talking now you're talking shit, so I probably should go ahead and fade you. No, I'll roll with you. I think you're going to be sweating this one just a little bit, but I'll roll with you on this one just because of the plus odd. Yeah, I do think you're going to be sweating it. Like, he's going to get sacked, man. I already told you. I already gave you out early bonus time. He's going to spend some time on his ass in this game. And so I worry about that from a rush attempt standpoint, is him running for his life a handful of times. He doesn't have Saquon to help him. So I'll roll with you because I like the plus odds here, but I'm telling you, it would not surprise me if we're looking at the box score, you know, around, you know, midnight Eastern time tonight, and he's right at 7 and you miss it by Captain Hook. I'm just throwing that out there, man. I think you could be hurting.
Yar, shiver me timbers. I'll serve up some rum, Captain Hook. If you stay away, go ahead and booty scoot all night long, please. Daniel Jones, and we're going to booty scoot right now into some bonus time. Luddy, what else is tickling your fancy on this Thursday?
Let me give you a couple. And unfortunately, like, I can't, like, I'm looking at my notes here, and I'm like, where did I write that shit down? Like, it's got to be on here somewhere. Let me throw a couple things at you here. Give me Daniel Jones to throw a pick tonight, which right now best odds is minus 115 over at Caesars. You're going to see that boosted up at some of the other books, but the Emperor has it at minus 115. He's already got, what, 3 through the first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't doing it last season, and he's already got 3 in the first 2 weeks. I think some of that pressure that he's going to be under is going to force him to do something stupid. And so I'll take him for a pick. And I was actually surprised that I could find that pretty close to standard prop juice there at minus 115 over at Caesars. So I like that one. I also like CMC to break one tonight. So I've seen his longest rush, Brad, varying between 15.5 and 16.5 yards. I think he's going to have one right around 17 or 18. So whatever your favorite book is, I would also play the over on that one for CMC. And then, like we talked about, I already gave you Nick Bosa. Like I said, depending upon what kind of juice you want to play, some of the books have him at 0.75. So if you think he's going to flat out get a sack, take that. I'm willing to pay a little bit of the juice just in case it's a tandem sack. And I told you DK's got him at 0.25, so you can snag that one if you want to. I want to go to the baseball diamond with everybody this evening, and in fact, this afternoon. So first and foremost, if you're listening to us early, first of all, good for you. Let me give you this one really fast. You've got the Angels and the Rays. They are playing at 1:15 Eastern time. So if you listen to this pod early and you can jump on it, please go ahead and take advantage of it. Give me the Rays on the money line. They squandered one yesterday. The Orioles lost, and then they screwed up and lost. They had a chance to be able to pick up some ground, and they didn't do it. Give me the Rays on the money line. Give me the Rays to score four or more runs in the contest. And then Harold Ramirez is out of the lineup for this afternoon, and they've shuffled the order. And because of that, I actually changed my same game parlay. I was going to go with Isak Paredes to have an RBI, but they've moved him to where he's batting third. And now who's right behind him batting cleanup? Randy Arozarena. So I will take Arozarena for the RBI instead. It brings my three same game parlay down a little bit, but it is still no boost, no nothing. A plus 285 payday in that one. So I do really, really, I do really like that one. I think that one can be a lot of fun. Plus 180 for Nick Castellanos, the sex machine, to have an RBI for the Phillies. He's taking on the Mets. Folks, he's got six RBI in his last three games and nine RBI in his last five. He is absolutely knocking dudes in right now when they are on base, and sometimes he's doing it himself, because he's knocking one over the wall. And DK's given me that one at a plus 180. Extremely friendly payday in that one. A couple others here for you. For Detroit, by the way, this evening, they're on the road taking on the Oakland F's. Give me Spencer Torkelson, who I just love saying his name, by the way, Torkelson. And in my notes now, I just write him down as Torque, because I can save myself some time. Give me Detroit on the money line. Give me Torkelson to just have a hit. That's all I need. That simple two-legger, folks, is only a plus 125. So two legs and I can get into positive territory with the Tigers taking on the A's. Yes, I will absolutely enjoy that one. And then, yes, I'm a freaking degen. So I'm looking at the college football slate. We got one. Yep. That's all we got. Georgia State and the Chanticleers. Coastal Carolina in this one. Cross sport parlay for you. I'm taking an alt line. Give me the over on 57.5 points in that game. And then give me the Atlanta Braves on the money line against Washington, against the Nationals. Braves money line. Take the alt line total on the over between Georgia State and the Chanticleers. You can sit on that one and get a payday of plus 110. So I got plays all over the place. I got cross sport. I got like Ghostbusters. We're crossing the streams here. All right. We're having a good time. We're trying to make some money. Finally finished up in the NFL last weekend. So I'm hoping to be able to start. Brad, before we go, real quick, this got posted this morning. And I'm telling you, folks, this is going to move. Travis Etienne at DraftKings. Travis Etienne at DraftKings for an anytime touchdown is minus 105 as of this morning. The reason that's important is because he's only posted in two places so far, DraftKings and Caesars. And Caesars already has him at minus 135 for an anytime touchdown at home against the Texans. I will take that juice at minus 105. I think that's a gift, and I think it's going to move pretty quickly.
I just grabbed it. So thank you for that recommendation. Great call. I think Travis Etienne will certainly splash six against an underachieving Houston Texans defense. Go to the team. Juanos parlay play of the day. I'm not going to give you any reasoning. I'm just going to rattle this off very quickly. San Francisco on the alt line. I'll take it down to minus 2.5. All I got to do is win by a field goal. Give me the Niners to score at least 20 points. Again, they have 60 combined the first 2 weeks, going 30 and 30 apiece over those two games. Give me then the under in total on this game at 50.5, because I don't think the Giants are scoring anything more than 10. So it could be like another 30 points on the board for San Francisco to 10. I'm no mathematician. That's a simple 40 well south of the needed under 50.5, and then give me the CMC Football Factory to levy another platinum hit. I just need a touchdown, one, and I believe he'll get a ball in the belly at the goal line and punch one in. So San Francisco -2.5. San Francisco to score 20 or more points. The under in the game on the old total of 50.5. And McCaffrey to find the end zone +185 on that SGP at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere about it's time. Lundy, you were talking about longest run. I kind of like Daniel Jones on a longest run prop. That's in at 12.5 yards. Again, I think this defense will break down at some point, and he will be that opportunistic runner because he is running for his life behind a turnstile offensive line. Could he get 13 yards on a single scramble? Sure, he's already done it 3 times this year. He had a 15-yard run, a 14-yard run, and a 13-yard run all against Arizona, though. Last week against Dallas, his longest was 11, but they have a shit ton of speed defensively to the Cowboys. I don't think San Francisco has the speed to match. So, again, give me the over 12.5 yards, longest run, -110 on the juice on that at BetMGM for Daniel Jones. Elsewhere in this game, another SGP that I like, San Francisco on another alt spread, -5.5, and Elijah Mitchell, 25-plus rush yards. Yeah, slap those two together. It's even money. +100 at DraftKings. I think Mitchell, Shanahan says, hey, we got to get the ball more to him. And what a golden opportunity to do it in this game, which you should have a lopsided lead. Mitchell could get 10 carries. And if he does against this lackluster front defensively of the New York Giants, I think he's going to run for at least 25 yards. And again, San Francisco, I believe he's going to cover on the 5.5 line. That even includes like a random 2-point conversion and a backdoor cover potential late for the New York Giants. But San Francisco -5.5, Elijah Mitchell 25 plus rush yards. Slap those two together again, +100, even money available at BetMGM. And I got one more baseball play for you, Lundy. I talked about the Bravos. You like them to win? Why don't you just take Max Fried to get that win? On the road against Washington, it's -105, a low minus odds there. Usually these are a plus money, but I'm willing to invest in it. Washington number 27 this month in total runs scored. Atlanta, you know, one of the better offenses in baseball, number 7 in total runs scored over the same span. Fried on the road this year, a 1.74 ERA, and over 8 starts, he is an impeccable 5-0. And on top of that, he's won 3 of his last 4. You know, the Nationals stink. They're packing it in. They're thinking about umbrella drinks in the Caribbean this winter. And Max Fried is thinking about, okay, I'm going to go out there, continue to build up the innings in the arsenal in the hopes that Atlanta can maybe, you know, carve a road to the World Series and take home a title. So I think he dominates in DC today. So that's all I got. We are out of time. Do us a favor, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast, rate and review us right now and give us some thumbs up on the YouTube if you are looking at my hideous face and Lundy's very lovely face. He is definitely the cover model for this podcast. Also, feed or follow us on the X or the Twitter. It doesn't matter, whatever you call it. As Lundy broadcasts early, at Nate Lundy. You can follow my selections in our spreadsheets. Mine at Noisy Huevos. For the fantastic and very handsome Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, feed or follow. That is up to you.